promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Carroll. Ride in style and comfort with one of these big rides. We have a new Lincoln Navigator L and Ford Expeditions in regular and extended length to choose from. If a new Dodge or Chrysler minivan fits the bill, save big with 0% interest for 72 months on nearly every model. Also, the hot-selling 2014 Ford Explorers are in. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Carroll, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recor radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could leave a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad Axe, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is in close proximity not only to home but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Speaking of exciting, help us cheer on our team, the Healthy Bearcats.
Go Bearcats!
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie cutter compatible, and if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game is done.
Final score from USA Ubley game here in Ubley, Michigan, 42-14. USA pulls out the victory after a very close first half, a 14-8 score. Then all of a sudden, some big runs came out of USA in the second half, and all of a sudden, It was USA on top with a 28-point victory. Dave Hansen is going to take you through how we got to this score. Dave, take it away.
In the first quarter, we had no score. Quickly into the second quarter, USA got on the board first with a four-yard touchdown run by Gangler. Harper also tacked in the two-point conversion, 8-0 USA. Ubley responded on the following drive by a Brown 9-yard touchdown run. Brown also tacked in the two-point conversion, 8-8 tie game. USA, just as the half expired, Harper ran it in from 1 yard. The two-point conversion was no good, and at the half, USA led 14-8. USA got the ball first in the third quarter. Gangler topped off that drive with a 1 yard run. Gangler also knocked in the 2 point conversion, 22-8 USA. Shortly after, Ubley responds with another Brown touchdown run, 10 yards. The 2 point conversion was no good, 22-14 USA. That would be it for Ubley. The fourth quarter was all USA, led starting off with a Harper 1 yard touchdown run. Nordstrom caught a 2 point conversion pass, making it 30-14 USA. After an Ubley turnover of downs, Gangler come back on the first play with a 65-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good, making it 36-14 USA. Ubley again's drive stalls. USA very quickly tops them off. A 59-yard touchdown run this time by Harper. The two-point conversion was no good, and that would be your final, 42-14 USA.
And the crazy thing to think, Dave, is that after three quarters, this was a one-possession game at 22-14.
Absolutely was. This game was back and forth. USA had the ball first with a touchdown lead starting the fourth quarter, and we were sitting here talking if USA's drive would happen to stall and Ubley get the ball back, they could take the lead. And after a touchdown drive by USA and Ubley did not respond, it was all USA from there on out with a couple long touchdown runs to really drive the dagger deeper into the heart of Ubley, and there was no looking back.
Going through the offensive stats first for Ubley, they had 266 yards in rushing for 35 off of 35 carries. They had 7 plays in passing for 13 yards for a total of 279 yards off of 42 plays, and include special teams 142 yards for 421 yards off of 50 plays. Going by individuals here now for Ubley, Kurt Kabowski, 6 carries for 6 yards. Jeff Wright, 1 carry for -2. That was off of a bad snap. Number 20, Brown, the freshman running back, 14 carries for 138 yards and both touchdowns for Ubley, averaging 9.8 yards per carry. Then Cole Rogenbuck, number 22, 11 carries for 97 yards, averaging 8.8 per carry. And then number 23, Klee, at the very end there, brought in 3 carries for 27 yards. Jeff Wright, in passing, was 1 for 7 for 13 yards and 2 interceptions. Kabowski brought in the only reception for 13 yards. Special teams, Kabowski returned it 4 times for 108 yards, Rumzik once for 2 yards, Block for 13 yards, Rogenbuck for 12 yards, and Brown for 7 yards. Very impressive for Ubley, and if you didn't see the scoreboard, you would think Ubley would have won this game.
Well, just like we talked, after three quarters, this game was very close, and looking at those stats, everything was very close. Noticing Brown, the freshman, really standing out there, having a really nice game. Jeff Wright played better than those stats that you see. The two interceptions. The second one was kind of a hope and a prayer on fourth down. The other one was at the end of the first half, hoping for a Hail Mary of some kind, something miracle to happen. But other than that, Jeff Wright handled the load very well. But apparently, just like the typical Ubley offenses, the running game was very outstanding. The passing game was really non-existent, so a one-dimensional offense by Ubley, seeing them in week one, and just couldn't hang with USA's offense.
Going to Ubley defense now, they had 54 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss for 7 yards, 1 tipped pass, and 0 penalties, in fact, on defense. So individually for tackles, Lemke with 10 tackles leading the Ubley defense. Number 65, Mike Check with 3 tackles, 67, Messing with 4 tackles, Shepard on the end with 5 tackles, Bisher on the other end with 5 tackles, Rogenbach with 5 tackles, Brown with 6 tackles, Rakowski with 8 tackles in second place there, Block